Hey guys, Tommy Vitor here. I'm hosting a new podcast called World Corrupt with my friend Roger Bennett from the Men in Blazers podcast. Soccer is a game that has often been called the world's most important, least important thing. Yet November's World Cup will force fans to confront and grapple with the complexities of a tournament that was awarded via corruption and built with atrocious labor practices that have left reported 6,500 migrant workers dead. Each week on World Corrupt, Roger and I will explore what it means to be a fan and responsible citizen of the world while watching the world's most popular sporting event. New episodes of World Corrupt drop each Saturday in the Pod Save the World feed.
Welcome to Pod Save America. I'm Jon Favreau.
I'm Jon Lovett.
I'm Tommy Vitor.
Here it is, our last episode of the decade.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Decade. Oh, I don't like the way that sounds.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So we figured for this, since we only have 2 days left here in the year and the decade, we would do our now annual New Year's resolution pod that we do every year.
But this year, there's a twist.
There is a twist. But we will tell you about it right after these housekeeping items that we have. you gotta keep them listening, love.
No, I get it.
That's what we do here.
In
the podcast industry. All right, we wanted to make sure that Pod Save America and Cricket Media listeners understand just how much of an impact you've had over the last couple years. So we compiled an impact report.
Huh. It's very on the nose.
That shows just that. Go to crooked.com/impact to see the report. Titled, Is That Hope I Feel?
Yeah.
Ripped right from the What A Day headlines. And get inspired before we head into 2020. Check out, it's a great report, and it's all thanks to you. Everyone who has donated, volunteered, knocked on doors, all the wonderful things you guys have done. So thank you, and go check that out. And celebrate yourself. That's what it's for. Also, The Wilderness 2 is coming. Season 2 of The Wilderness. We'll be sharing more details about Season 2 of The Wilderness very soon. Get ready for that. But in the meantime, you can catch up on season one wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jon, question, are we still in the wilderness?
We are sort of, there's like a lot of trees everywhere.
So I can't see
field? We can sort of see maybe the right direction. It's just a question if we can get there.
Oof.
Not guaranteed.
That's daunting.
Path, though. It's not like there's a well-trod path.
As we know from last week's Democratic debate, you know?
Hasn't happened yet.
We're recording this before.
How about that
How
debate?
About, can you believe what
you
happened
believe
there?
That he can't said believe that to her?
That was unbelievable.
When Buttigieg had that speech.
And then he dropped out right on stage, that candidate.
I think it was pretty inappropriate for Michael Bloomberg to buy the network mid-debate.
Okay. So this year, for this year's resolution podcast, you know, last year we had our resolutions, and then we had different people around the Cricket Media Network. This year we decided, why not ask the Democratic candidates themselves for some resolutions?
Yeah, these people don't say no. We can get them. They're gettable.
So our fantastic producers went out to the Democratic candidates, asked them for resolutions, and this we're going to play them now. This is the first time we're hearing them.
We're hearing them live. We have never heard these before.
Okay, Jordan tells us Cory Booker is up first for his New Year's resolution. All right, Kyle, let's play it.
Pod Save America. So happy that you've asked me about my New Year's resolutions. I'm going to skip over the ones that have to deal with me getting into better physical shape, for crying out loud, and maybe do the one that is actually really very much at the center of my purpose in the next year. Look, Gandhi said we all got to be the change we want to see in the world, and we often forget about how the personal decisions we make often enable injustice. And I made a decision last year to be more conscious with my consumer choices that I'm making, especially someone that has more relative privilege in terms of my purchasing power, that I decided to just start thinking a lot about my food choices and the sources of my food, as someone who's big on regenerative agriculture and empowering people who create our food, not these multinational corporations who are doing such harm through CAFOs and other industrial agriculture. I've done a good job of changing that. But this year, I'm going to focus down more. One of my resolutions is to focus on fashion. Fast fashion is doing such damage to our environment. It's oppressing and exploiting workers. workers and more, putting chemicals into our environment and things that just do not attune with a lot of my values. So I'm just going to be a lot more conscious about my consumer choices around clothing and how those choices either empower the values that I want to see in this world or do things to continue, I think, systems that are unsustainable and that actually hurt people. So that's one of my many New Year's resolutions. There are other personal ones dealing with folk like Rosario, my girlfriend, and folks like my own health as a middle-aged black guy who has horrible health outcomes for my demographic. But I hope that I can challenge everybody with your New Year's resolutions to be more conscious in the choices you're making, especially those that you're making with your dollar. We vote during election time, but every day that we spend money, we are actually voting with our dollars as well and supporting systems one way or the other. I hope that we all do more this year to support systems that make this world more environmentally sustainable, more healthy, and more about justice. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow. Right. Listen. Now, the cool thing about Cory Booker's news resolution for this year is it also midway through became his resolution for the next year.
I want Senator Booker to know that we think he has a rockin' bod. For those of you who don't know what CAFOs are, those are concentrated animal feeding operations, so he doesn't like those disgusting hog lots and things. We got a Gandhi
really
reference.
Really learned something. Got a Gandhi reference, which is very, very Cory Booker.
Love Cory Booker.
Those are actionable items, which is what I appreciate.
He's already vegan.
Thank you for expanding our horizons on a couple things, Cory Booker. I didn't even think about
fast fashion
clothing choices as a resolution. Has he heard of Everlane? I think Everlane
is good. The purchasing power thing.
Use code
Crooked is a good point.
What else did he? There was a lot there.
I wrote down. These are my notes: great body, Gandhi, veganism, CAFOs, consumer choices around clothing, Rosario, health, purchasing power.
You know what? You nailed it.
You nailed it.
I took notes.
Thank you, Senator Cory Booker, for giving us the most Senator Cory Booker news resolution possible.
Thank you to the Booker stands.
For sure.
Thank you to Adisu. That's all I got.
Okay, next resolution comes from Julian Castro.
To all the friends of the pod out there, so I am terrible about New Year's resolutions. Half the time, I don't make any of them. When I do make them, like I bet a lot of folks out there, I break them by the time February comes around. But this year, I have two New Year's resolutions. Number one, I need to eat better. I'm on the road all the time. You can imagine eating a lot of junk food. And so I want to eat better. And then maybe more importantly, I want to have an opportunity to spend more time with my family, to carve out that time. That's tough because we're always out there on the road, traveling a lot. But especially during this season of Thanksgiving, we're reminded of how important it is to nurture those relationships with the people that you really love and to spend time, especially with your family. And so I hope to find that time, even as we go through a very hectic and crazy schedule during this 2020 presidential campaign.
Very wholesome.
That was nice.
Very wholesome. What a nice resolution.
What has the campaign trail done to these extremely fit
individuals? Julian Castro looks great.
Cory Booker played football at Stanford. He's a better athlete than any of us combined.
Spend more time with
the
your family.
The family thing's going to be tough while the campaign's going.
Combined.
That's true.
It's a good goal.
Is Cory Booker a better athlete than us combined?
I would say, yeah.
I mean, combined?
I'm a pretty bad athlete.
I know, but I'm just saying, where are you putting it? 1 versus 3. I don't care what sport it is.
I've never.
You think you're betting on Cory Booker?
Tommy played high school football. We got one high school football player.
I my sophomore year of college, I lived in a dorm with a bunch of the football players.
That counts. That's close.
It was like,
Cory Booker like saw action. He like got playing time at Stanford. Anyway, we're talking about Julian Castro.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
He's not terrible at New Year's Eve resolutions. Eating better is a good one. More time with your family. It's great.
Thank you, Julian Castro.
Thank you.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We got Mayor Pete.
I've heard this one.
My New Year's resolution is I'm going to try yoga. I'm going to get into yoga.
Mayor Pete's going to try yoga, everybody.
That was so concise.
Well, we really put him on the spot during the Love It or Leave It recording, and he did great.
Do hot yoga? I tried to do a little hot yoga a couple years ago. I don't like it.
I've never done yoga.
Maybe
my resolution will be like Pete's. Maybe
it's
I'll just
stretching while people around you fart. Is it not? What about that is wrong?
What about that's wrong? What about that's wrong? What about that's
I'm
wrong?
Just saying, look out, Mayor Pete.
All right. Well, thank you, thank you, Mayor Pete.
Yoga.
Thank you, Mayor Pete. Yoga. Oh, now we're clapping. Some people get claps. We're gonna grade them all afterwards. We're gonna declare the winner of the New Year's resolution primary.
My New Year's resolution is to rank people more often.
Yeah, for sure. We got Tom Steyer.
Hey, friends of the pod, it's Tom Steyer. The end of the year is coming, and that means so is the new year. And that means so are New Year's resolutions. Well, here are mine. Love the people you're around. Try your hardest. Get into the woods just for the fun of it. Be true to what you believe in. Stand up for the people, always. Protect God's planet, always. Oh, and have a happy new year.
Was that a wilderness plug?
The woods? Thank you. Thank you, Tom Steyer.
I like the specificity of and get good. Into the woods.
I feel like Tom Steyer had been working on that for a while.
I liked it.
It was like a little poem.
You guys didn't know. Yeah. He put 1,000 points behind that resolution. it's up on Des Moines TV.
No, that was a nice resolution. That was nice.
I really like Tom Steyer.
I had try your inspiring. Hardest, love the people around you, stand up for the people, protect the planet, and happy New Year's.
Try your hardest.
God's planet.
God's planet.
God's planet.
And get into the woods.
Get into those woods.
Is that a movie?
Into the Woods? Know. It's a Sondheim musical.
Okay, who we got next? Warren. Elizabeth Warren. Here we go.
Here we go. Let's get some structural change in these resolutions.
Big structural res.
Elizabeth Warren, friend of the pod here, chiming in with my New Year's resolutions for 2020. Number one is to teach Bailey not to jump up on people, especially on our own supporters. Second is to up my average daily step count from 6.6 miles to hit the big 7-0. And third is to knock Donald Trump out of the White House. Happy New Year and Pod Save America.
That was nice. It's funny to imagine like
the upping her walk her what was it walk?
Her step count
step her count. Step count that was very Kate McKinnon playing Elizabeth Warren on Saturday
from 6.3 to 7 miles.
She's walking 7 miles a day.
A lot of walking.
What was her first one?
Keep Bailey from jumping up
on people. I didn't understand who was jumping on people.
The other one should be get a better phone to record these things next time. But as a dog owner, look, when we first got Luca, I remember telling myself how much we were going to train her, and I'm lucky she weighs 25 pounds because when she leaps out of the air at people she cares about and kicks them, it would be less cute probably.
Yeah, Luca doesn't jump on people. She all four paws are off the ground and she jumps up. I love it. It's my favorite part about
Luca. Takes orbit.
Get Donald Trump out of the White House. I'm surprised that no one else used that one. Guys.
Joe Biden.
The next one is from former Vice President Joe Biden.
No first way. Time he'll be on the pod.
This isn't real.
No malarkey.
I fell for it.
I did too.
I thought you got him, but
Jordan.
Oh, no malarkey.
Wait, that's what did he say? One more time.
No malarkey.
I just love hearing it.
That's his resolution. No malarkey 2020.
Get on the fucking pod, Joe.
Look, we might be getting a little closer. I just want to let you guys know. We might be getting a little closer to Joe Biden on the pod. We have made contact.
No malarkey. Could that be a resolution? It means I'm not going to put up with any guff, any sass talk.
No malarkey means I'm going to come on Pod Save America. That's what I took it to mean.
You say make contact, like the Vulcans have landed, you know? Like he's hard to get to.
We work with these people.
Yeah.
He's trying to cut down on molasses intake.
Molasses.
It's like an old timey thing.
So. And we're still,
I'm drinking too much sarsaparilla.
So those are all the candidates who responded. Should we do ours?
Yeah.
Should we end with ours? Who would like to go first? Should we check in on our last year's resolution?
Do we have the ability to do that?
Let's do that at the end.
Okay, we'll do it at the end. We'll do it at the end.
My first resolution is to not get upset when I don't follow through with any of my resolutions.
That's okay. A really good resolution, and I think it's important because I think sometimes people think, oh, I only did my New Year's resolution from January to March or something, and then everyone's like, oh, you failed in your resolution. But really, if you do that every year, over the course of your life, about a third of your life, you try to be better, and that's pretty good. That's pretty good. You improved yourself for a big chunk of your life, you know? So don't feel bad, Tommy.
Thank you.
Do you have another one?
I got a bunch.
Just keep going around? I don't care.
You know that little notification that comes through on your phone on Sundays that says you've spent X number of hours on your phone this week?
Yes,
I need that guy to go down. Like,
what's yours at?
Over 4 hours. I need that thing to go down.
Yours is over 4 hours? Oh, I will not share mine.
What is it? Come
definitely
on.
Over four.
Come on, share it.
It's up to 6 or 7.
Shit, that's a lot more. I need that bad boy to go down a quarter, and I want...
I almost hit 5, and I panicked.
Mine was so high that I turned it off.
Problem solved.
I think I might that might entail something you've been good at doing, Love It, which is periodically deleting the Twitter app, because I've just... More and more, I've come to realize how little information I'm gleaning from it compared to the amount of annoyance at reading opinions from people I don't want to hear them from.
You know, the other day we had like a very busy day where we're just sort of chain smoking some meetings. Mm-hmm. And
this is a great term that Love It just come up with.
Jeweling
and
meetings.
Now we use it all over the office.
And then
even though there's no smokers here.
No smoking. And then we went to the protest against Donald Trump because that's the side we're on. And then I went right to
and
dinner.
You're welcome because we did it.
And then I went right to dinner and Rona and I do not use our phones at dinner. It's a strict policy. And then I got
really?
Home. Yeah, we don't.
Good for you.
And we have a should we have a phone time? Should we have phone time?
I bet there's an extra bathroom break that gets in there just to sprint.
You got to check. Well, listen, okay. Your hands start to shake. And then I got home and I realized I haven't looked at my phone all day and I was jonesing for it. I just needed that sweet, sweet 30 minutes just to kind of cruise my menchies.
Coincidentally, this is also how Love It prepares for Pod Save America.
Hey, a lot of people are saying really nice things about me in the news.
You got any more, Tom?
I want to, this came up today. I want to if you're going to donate money to candidates, I want to do it earlier and I want to do it until it hurts a little bit. Because if you give money, the earlier you give money to a candidate, if you're planning to give money to a candidate, the more useful it actually is, the further that dollar stretches. So that's just a thing for everyone to know.
That's great. John?
I have two resolutions. One has subsections. My main first resolution, as always, as Cory Booker said, is always
avoid
CAFOs. No, obviously I'd like to eat more humanely, but like for me, here's how I'm thinking about my diet resolution this year, which I make every year.
When
I'll use Noom.
The code
but
is crooked.
But I want to have a sustainable model for eating food such that I don't feel guilty about what I'm eating. And so for me, what has worked in the past is clean, good eating decisions most of the week, and then two absolutely fucked up, balls to the wall, no holds barred, no rules, no society, no cameras, no one watching dinners. I get two of those a week, and then I can eat clean the rest of the week. I feel really good. And because I think one of the hardest parts I think sometimes one of the worst parts about
just in a closet somewhere.
Well, I do think like if we are surrounded by so much abundance that it makes it really hard to not feel guilty about the things that we're consuming. And I realize that if I'm not eating correct, well, I just feel bad all the time, even when I'm eating things I want, don't want. And so I want to get the bad feelings away from the food.
Can I tell you what I ate for breakfast?
Yes.
The wall of a gingerbread house.
Actually, again?
It was the roof.
Have you just been eating one wall per day?
John, that was a snack. It was a different gingerbread house.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
So that was my first resolution. I will say that today for lunch, I did have a classic lunch, a giant bowl of spaghetti bolognese.
From a food truck.
From a food truck, which I...
Went downstairs to the food truck, slapped some spaghetti on my plate. It is noon.
Yeah. fully need to book a nap later today. So anyway, that was my first resolution. And my second resolution is just something I'm trying to keep in mind, and I want to be in work, in life. I just want to, these three things I want to always be thinking about. I want to be positive, I want to be generous, and I want to be disciplined. And I just a little more positivity, a little more generosity, and a little more discipline will go a long way to making me someone other people will want to be around.
That's very nice.
It's a very nice one.
It's very nice. It's already started. Yeah. I'm happy to be here at the table with you now. Just stay a couple more minutes. Mine is also like one bigger resolution with a few subcategories. It's 2020. This is the election year. We're going to be paying attention to politics nonstop. I cannot spend all of my day and all of my night paying attention to politics, reading about politics, looking on Twitter, being on my phone. So I know everyone says things like, oh, I want to read more. I am setting a goal for myself of one book per month.
Mm.
I think that is, I don't know if that's a lot or not because I haven't read in years. But I know.
Well, John, something you'll discover over time. Some books are longer than others.
That's
something to think about when you're choosing your book.
I have started the first Harry Potter book, Sorcerer's Stone,
that's
finally.
That's a nice world to escape to. You will not regret it.
And I started it and I have it on my iPad. And I noticed that now on the iPad, it will say, like a little pop-up comes and it says, you've reached a goal of, you know, an hour of reading today or something like that. So you can set how much you read on, apparently, I didn't know this.
Gamify
on the iPad.
It, huh? It's like Elizabeth Warren and her steps.
I'm going to try to do this. So for all of you out there that have recommendations for books, I'm taking them. I know Dan Pfeiffer always has great recommendations. Aaron Ryan tweeted out some the other day, I thought.
Like, this fucking guy.
I got one for you.
You signed up for 12 books. Like, how many recommendations are you going
to
get?
Give me a long list. I will call it down to 12.
I got a great rec for you.
Okay.
Hannah got me a Kindle for Christmas. And when I turned it on, I had had another one earlier, and there were like books just sort of preloaded that I guess I just bought at some point and didn't realize. There's a book called The Spy and the Traitor by Ben McIntyre. It's an incredible Cold War spy story about this like Russian KGB double agent that comes to the good guy side, maybe.
Spoilers.
Well, I said maybe.
Okay.
There could be twists, there could be turns. I'm not even done with the book.
He said maybe. He did say maybe.
Well, thank you, Tommy.
That's a good book.
All right, so the first thing I'm gonna do is I gotta read to get my mind off it. And then I am just so anxious all the time. I think that I have to start like meditation. Oh, I've never done any kind of meditating.
I thought you were saying something else.
Well, yeah. So I'm gonna try, you know, Emily's been trying to get me to do this. She's been listening. She's
I keep
been,
my,
you know, the Talkspace or
Calm.com, you mean?
Calm.com.
I keep my meditation a little bottle of pills by my bed. That's where I keep my meditation.
I am going to try to do just a little bit of meditation.
That's good.
Wow.
And
deep
see if it works. Yeah. And so that's it.
I want to go to more movies in the theater.
Great.
More iPick.
That's great, movies in the theater. That's so fun.
Should we talk about how we did for our New Year's resolutions for last year? Tommy, you were Barry's this morning, I'm
did
sure.
Did you work out less and eat worse, you piece of shit?
Tommy's in the best shape of his life.
You know, I took a lot of heat for this one. I was trying to say something in a kind of a trolly way, and achievement unlocked. I love it. How did this one go? I plan to either keep up with Slack more or remove myself from Slack. It's one or the other. I think what's current, the current lukewarm Slack use that I'm offering is terrible.
Well, why don't we just go ahead and renew that subscription for next year on that resolution? I've been better-ish. I think people have learned not to rely on me. People have worked around it, I think, mostly. Because I think...
It's the secret to Crooked Media's growth.
Any others on that list, Tommy?
I only wrote down that. I thought that was a very funny one.
Mine was to get in fewer Twitter fights, and I have succeeded.
You've achieved.
I have succeeded, and I haven't succeeded in using Twitter less at all. But although this is what's happened. So now I don't get in the Twitter fight. I try to stop myself. I stay out of my mentions a lot more. I get in fewer Twitter fights. But instead now, when I see an opinion that is garbage or something that really pisses me off, what I do is I instantly copy paste that to a text to you guys or other people. And so then I become angry with people I know, as opposed to the
Jake Sherman on
I think that was a disagreement more than a fight.
What happened?
And then Playbook led with
John fought with Playbook.
Something that was garbage the other day about how it's like horrible for Democrats politically for impeaching the president and blah blah blah. And it didn't even have the Democratic point of view. It just had the Republican point of view. And I thought that that was bad. And so I said so on Twitter to Jake. And Jake, to his credit, emailed me and said, would you like to just write your point of view and we'll put it in Playbook tomorrow? And I said, thank you for being constructive about
this.
He's
really nice.
So we didn't
really
have to
made a difference.
So we didn't have to yell. Yeah, exactly. Now it should change the whole course of history.
Good for you. One voice can change a room.
But I appreciate our friends at Politico for that.
I would say, I think there's worth sort of one sort of like thinking ahead about resolutions. I'm just sort of, you know, we've been at Crooked, we've been meeting a lot about next year, political goals, the changing of how the company's been growing and how hard a year is going to be. And it has left me just sort of thinking a bit about what 2020 is actually going to feel like and how hard it's going to be. And so it's going to suck and it's going to be really exhausting and tiring. And I just think it's worth, as we head into this break, to just give ourselves a break, to step back from the news. Like, I have no doubt that Donald Trump on Christmas is going to tweet a picture of like Nancy Pelosi's head on a pig or something insane. You know, it's not like he's going to tweet on Christmas, though we have many disagreements. We're all Americans. And I hope everyone has a moment to cherish their family and loved one.
Even those
with whom I disagree. Speaker Pelosi, Senator Schumer, have a wonderful holiday. No, I don't think that's likely.
Probably not.
So I think, you know, stepping away from that, I think is important. I'm going to take a break. I think everybody should try to take a step back and then just go into 2020 and just knowing with eyes open how hard a year it's going to be and that there's a lot of people who are going to want to make it harder to get people to give up, to get people to stop caring. And we just have to keep our eyes on the, you know, we've been working, like the last 3 years have been so long and so grueling and so tough, but all of that has to be sort of fuel for what we do next year. That's all.
Yeah. And I would just add that breaks are important and good. And when you can't take breaks, because a lot of the year is just going to be a lot of hard work, make sure that there is some joy and fun in all of this politics and organizing and knocking on doors. And as anxious as we're all going to be, it's true. Like when you get together with a group of people and you go knocking on doors and you're part of a campaign or you're part of a volunteer group or something like that, you can make really great friendships and you can have a lot of fun. And it's important to, like, you know, have that next year, because every day can't be, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, we're getting closer to November and it's the, you know, it, you just, you have to have some fun with it too.
I want to learn how to cook three things. I'm just ticking through my shitty list.
I learned to cook my first thing last month.
What was it?
Eggs.
John, unbelievable.
I can't tell if you're kidding.
Okay, remember last year we talked about this
eggs.
and I was getting Dunkin' Donuts every morning.
Yeah,
and progress. Now I'm making myself eggs and bacon every morning.
This time last year, I was asking you if you'd figured out how to use the coffee maker.
Right, and now I've figured out coffee. I'm making myself coffee. I don't use the K-cups.
That's good. That's really good. What I realized is you don't need to
know. For those
know,
looking at home, John either winked or had a stroke.
you don't need to learn how to cook a whole cookbook, right? We're creatures of habit. You need like three things that you do well. You're set for life.
Last Christmas break, I made a Yule log. There's a French word for it.
How do you do that?
People always say it's like Bouche Noël, maybe. That sounds wrong. Again, can't learn languages, no retention of them.
Bouche Noël.
I don't think that's what it is. Whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, Bouche Noël.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I can't know how to pronounce it. And it was so fun. And so this year, I got to figure out something else Because not only did it taste delicious, I got so many likes and faves. So just thinking through like what the perfect thing to cook is that would be both tasty. Yes, I made that. I made a.
Haven't you seen Lovett's? Have you seen Lovett? Was it with Ronan and he like made a whole?
It was so much fun.
It went viral.
Did you roll it like that?
Yes.
It was a viral log.
Yes.
That's really impressive.
Well, I've been watching the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah. Did you get a handshake?
I did. Thank you. Yes. Paul Hollywood did come up to Connecticut in a Lamborghini and give me a handshake.
You bring those eyes?
Oof. Yeah, man. Put those in a pot, you know?
On that note, anyone else have any kind of resolution-y things to say before we sign off for the last podcast of the decade?
Well, I'll just say... Thank you. Thank you to my boys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you
to my boys, John and Tommy.
Thanks
to everybody on the team that makes Pod Save America happen.
Thanks to everyone who donated to Fair Fight.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
We are so excited for 2020.
Look, doing this, you guys listening, it's a really shitty fucking time in history, but at least we got to go through it together, you know?
It's true.
Yeah. That's what was my other resolution is to be grateful.
Yeah, be grateful.
Boom.
Also, rate and review in the iTunes store.
Yeah. Yeah, rate and review.
Five stars. Show, the code is crooked.
The gratitude can be expressed with stars.
Stars. Thank you. Bye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Pod Save America is a product of Crooked Media. The senior producer is Michael Martinez. Our assistant producer is Jordan Waller. It's mixed and edited by Andrew Chadwick. Kyle Seglin is our sound engineer. Thanks to Carolyn Reston, Tanya Sominator, and Katie Long for production support. And to our digital team, Elijah Cohn, Nara Melkonian, Yale Freed, and Milo Kim, who film and upload these episodes as a video every week.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.